This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, July 29th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up? It's found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And so there's supposed to be a cold snap this weekend.
Define cold snap.
That would be temperatures in the lower 90s in Northwest Arkansas and under 100 in the River Valley. Seems like the perfect time to go do things outdoors. Okay, not really.
Perfect, maybe not, but better.
An optimal time to go do things outdoors.
Sunblock, water, all those things. Mm-hmm. A hat, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't miss these things. Okay. Who can miss something called Hamlet, Zombie Killer of Denmark?
I'm pretty excited about this.
I am so excited about this. It's an original script by playwright Chris Stiles, and it's Shakespeare in the Park, the Arts Live Theater way. Tonight at 7 at the Castle in Wilson Park in Fayetteville. Pop quiz, what's the real name of the castle?
Oh, I'm embarrassed. I don't know.
It's Point Seven or Seven Point.
That's right, but I can't tell you that right now. I'm sorry.
All I know is that the playwright said he even wrote the new dialogue in iambic pentameter. But not for the zombies, because zombies, he says, speak in one long monosyllabic groan.
Yes.
Anyway, 7 o'clock tonight at the Castle in Wilson Park, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Gazebo in Gully Park, both in Fayetteville. The Altus Great Festival is tonight and tomorrow at the City Park. The event comes complete with a street dance tonight, grape stomping tomorrow, a juried arts and crafts show, live music, and vendors. And you can find out more at altusgrapefest.com. I'm sorry to say we had to turn down the invitation to be part of the celebrity grape stomp tonight.
Who's we?
Well, the staff of What's Up.
Oh.
We were invited to be part of the celebrity grape stomp. But also this weekend, Chris Young, country music. Tonight at the Arkansas Music Pavilion in Fayetteville, opening act is Colt Ford. The show starts at 7:30, and tickets start at $17.
Right.
And tomorrow is Centerton Day, with a run and walk at 7:30, a tiny tot contest at 9, a parade at 11, an auction at noon, and a fireman's muster at 3 o'clock, all kinds of events in City Park. And you can find out more at 795-2750. Now, indoors. The sounds of music are all over the place.
These hills are alive with them, right?
They are. The Rodgers and Hammerstein Classic starts tonight at Rodgers Little Theater, and actually started last night at Fort Smith Little Theater. Shows Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at both venues. Two more weekends at RLT, one more weekend at FSLT. Tickets for Rodgers Little Theater are $15 to $42, and the $42 includes the huge catered meal. And tickets are $15 in Fort Smith, and you can call 631-8988 in Rogers or 783-2966 in Fort Smith. Imagination Movers.
A couple shows tomorrow, one on Sunday.
Very excited. Have tickets for the 11 o'clock show tomorrow. They call them the U2 of kids music. They're from New Orleans, where they are firefighters, and they're one of the hottest things on Disney Junior. Shows at 11 and 4 tomorrow and 2 on Sunday, and tickets start at $22. And there's 3 book signings of note all on Saturday.
Give them to me.
Maudie Harris, author of Bentonville, will be signing her books from 1 to 3 o'clock at the Benton County Historical Society in Bentonville. There's a book signing and discussion with a whole ton of local authors. Linda Apple, Velda Brotherton, Pam Jones, Jan Morrell, Barbara McKinn, Dusty Richards, and Ruth Weeks at 2 o'clock Saturday at Ennis Free Senior Living Center in Rogers. And there's a book signing with Brandy Perry, who is the author of A Whisper on the Bayou, at 7:30 tomorrow at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. And there's an author talk on Sunday at the Fayetteville Public Library with Lloyd McCoy, who's the author of Tent Number 8, the 1977 Girl Scout Murders, and The Trial of Jean Leroy Hart. And that's at 2 at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Plenty to do.
And most of it's free.
All right. Do you want to know what the temperature, what the forecast is for midweek next week?
No, but I have the awful feeling you're going to tell me.
Tuesday, temperatures between, and this is throughout the whole area, 101 to 104. By Thursday, highs in Northwest Arkansas of 103. Fort Smith, 106. So enjoy this, quote, cold snap while you can.
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.